Australian stocks in English. This is the Stock Hall of Fame.
Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City AT, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I'm the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 47 brought a small correction for ATXDR, which lost 0.37% to 7,213 points. Highlights were the special dividend of CA Immo and the capital increase of Kapstreifikon. Lowlight was the capital increase of IMS Osram. The stock crashed 56%. News came from Mayr Mellenhof, Andritz, IMS Osram, Marinomed, Vienna Insurance Group, AMAG, SBO, Austrian Post, UBM, POR, Unica, RBI, Kontron and Agrana. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 47. Monday, Mayr Mellenhof. Due to uncompetitive wood prices from the Polish state forests monopoly and low market demand across paper and board products, the cartonboard group Mayr Mellenhof decided to significantly reduce the planned multi-annual strategic investment project at MMQuids in relating to energy, further pulp integration in the product range, which was announced end of April 2023. Instead, MMQuids in will focus its investments on increasing its already high share of renewable energy of currently 69% even further. In addition, the company has entered in consultations with trade unions and work council on a potential closure of the small packaging craft paper machine, PM3, and a reorganization, which may include collective dismissal of around 110 employees. Mayr Mellenhof, weekly performance, -3.62%. Andritz. Brazilian pulp producer Suzano selected International Technology Group Andritz to provide modular maintenance services for its new mill being built in Ribas do Rio Pardo, state of Mato Grosso do Sul, Brazil. The five-year contract covers several maintenance modules for all process islands and equipment of the new mill, which is scheduled to start up by June 2024. The modules comprise lubrication as well as predictive and inspection maintenance services, including vibration and thermographic analysis of electrical and mechanical equipment. With an annual production capacity of 2.55 million tons, the new Suzano mill will be the world's largest plant with a single eucalyptus production line. Andritz, weekly performance, 0.04%. AMS Osram. The management board of AMS Osram decided to issue 724,154,662 new ordinary no par value bearer shares by way of a discounted rights offering at an offer price of CHF 1.07 per offered share, which corresponds to expected gross proceeds of approximately CHF 775 million, approximately 802 million euros. For each existing AMS Osram share, AMS Osram shareholders will receive one subscription right. Four rights entitle each eligible holder to purchase 11 offered shares at the offer price. The rights exercise period will start on November 22, 2023, and end on December 6, 2023. The rights issue is fully underwritten by a syndicate of banks. AMS Osram shareholders who decide not to participate in the rights issue will have the opportunity to sell their rights on the SIX Swiss Exchange during the rights trading period, which is expected from November 22, 2023, to and including December 4, 2023. AMS Osram, weekly performance, -56.58%. Tuesday, Marinomed. Marinomed Biotech AG recorded stable revenues of 7.2 million euros in the first three quarters of 2023, Q1, Q3 2022, 7.1 million euros, due to the continued demand for Kyragilose virus blockers. The increase in personnel costs, higher R&D expenses and lower research subsidies were reflected in the operating result of euros -4.4 million, Q1, Q3 2022. Euros -3.8 million. The result for the period amounted to euros -5.6 million, compared to euros -5.8 million in the prior year period. For the Curagelos platform, Marinome took the necessary steps to create an all-year product portfolio and a product expansion in the therapeutic area of immunology with an allergy blocker and eye drops. The first market launches are already in preparation for 2024. Procter & Gamble also secured the rights for the Curagelos-based allergy spray in the USA. Marinome has paved the way for further important partnerships for the product candidates Budesolve and Tacrosolve, which are based on the Marinosolve technology. In addition, licensing discussions were intensified at the trade fair CPHI Barcelona, BioEurope Munich and the Jefferies London Healthcare Conference. Marinome Biotech, weekly performance, -11.79%. VIG, Vienna Insurance Group, VIG, has signed a purchase agreement to acquire 35% of the Hungarian holding company VIG Magyar Orszag Befekta TCZRT, which is currently held by the Hungarian state holding company Corvinus. After the transaction is completed, VIG's stake in the holding will increase from 55 to 90%. Corvinus will keep a stake of 10%. The parties have agreed not to disclose the purchase price. VIG, weekly performance, 0.38%. Wednesday AMAG, the supervisory board of AMAG Austria Metall AG has appointed Helmut Kaufmann as chief executive officer, CEO, from January 1, 2024. In addition to his function as COO, Helmut Kaufmann will thereby assume the position of the current CEO Gerald Mayer, who will leave the company on December 31, 2023. As usual, the period of Helmut Kaufmann's contract is 3 years and ends on December 31, 2026. In addition, Claudia Trampitsch was appointed as the new Chief Financial Officer, CFO, of AMAG Austria Metall AG at today's supervisory board meeting. AMAG, weekly performance, -3.21%. SBO, Scholer Bleckmann Oilfield Equipment AG, SBO, listed in the leading index ATX of the Vienna Stock Exchange, increased sales in the first three quarters by 21% year-on-year to MER 437.2. The operating result, EBIT, improved by 13% to MER 82.0. Adjusted for foreign exchange losses, EBIT increased by 53% to MER 86.3, and the adjusted EBIT margin reached 19.7%. Profit before tax came in at MER 74.1 and operating cash flow was strong at MER 61.2. At MER 427.0, bookings were on a similar level to the very strong prior year period, January 9, 2022, MER 431.1. SBO, weekly performance, -8.70%. Austrian Post. Austrian Post will act as a service provider for e-commerce platform Temu in Austria. The collaboration is characterized by a shared vision for sustainability, quality and on-time delivery. With its expertise in sustainable delivery and its reputation as a quality provider, Austrian Post is a strong partner that helps Temu to serve the Austrian market efficiently and reliably, especially before the peak season. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, -0.78%. Thursday Andritz, international technology group Andritz, a leading company in the field of energy and environmental technologies, has received an order from the Upper Austrian Utility Energy AG to supply the electromechanical equipment for the new Ebensee pumped storage power plant. The groundbreaking ceremony took place in October 2023. Scheduled to start commercial operation in 2028, the plant will be able to supply 280,000 households with green electricity. Andritz, weekly performance, 0.04%. UBM, UBM Development generated total output of €181.8 million in the first 9 months of 2023, compared with €318.9 million in the comparative prior year period. It declined from €16.6 million in the previous year to €17.4 million, and with net profit of €15.0 million, January 3, 2022, €14.3 million. According to the company, the fourth quarter of this year is not expected to bring any substantial improvement in the real estate market, and that means UBM perceives it as unlikely to complete any significant property sales up to the end of 2023. Based on the revaluation of projects and properties during the first 9 months of this year and the current standstill on the transaction market, UBM's management board expects a continuation of the difficult market environment during the fourth quarter and also a loss for the full 2023 financial year. UBM, weekly performance, 1.46%. Poor, construction group Poor has achieved solid growth in the past 9 months. Production output increased by 6.1% to €4,801 million, which also led to a 7.5% rise in revenue. Poor was able to increase output in most segments. There was particularly strong growth in building construction in Poland, as well as in railway construction and structural engineering in Austria, infrastructure in Poland and civil engineering in Romania. EBITDA increased by €17.2 million to €229.5 million. Earnings before taxes, EBIT, grew by 18.2% to €68.0 million. With an order backlog of €8.7 billion after the first 3 quarters of 2023, Poor has a bright future in sight. The pipeline is full to bursting. The expansion of European infrastructure, accelerated by the energy transition, is ensuring full order books. Poor, weekly performance, -3.59%. RBI, Raiffeisen Bank Ukraine has received a loan portfolio guarantee of $40 million from the United States International Development Finance Corporation, DFC, which will cover up to 80% of the risk of default on loans and will enable the bank to provide up to $50 million of loans to Ukrainian micro, small and medium-sized enterprises over the next 8 years, Ukrainian media report. RBI, weekly performance, -3.74%. Kontron, Kontron AG, a leading global IoT technology company, continues to see high demand for IoT solutions. The company achieved another design win with revenues of around €50 million. Starting in year 2025, Kontron will support a renowned customer from the heavy engineering sector with autonomous applications over several years. Kontron, weekly performance, 4.55%. Unica, premiums written at Unica Insurance Group AG, including savings portions from unit-linked and index-linked life insurance, rose by 9.4% to €560.3 million in the first 9 months of 2023 compared with the same period of the previous year, 19/2022, €4,991.60 million. Above all, property and casualty insurance and health insurance contributed to this very satisfactory growth. The Unica Group's earnings before taxes improved significantly by 21.7% to €304.9 million, 19/2022, €250.4 million. Consolidated profit, loss, the proportion of net profit, loss, for the period attributable to the shareholders of Unica Insurance Group AG, increased by 2.5% to €224.5 million, 19/2022, €219.1 million. Andreas Brandstetter, CEO of the Unica Insurance Group, despite a high claims burden due to severe weather and major losses, especially in the summer in Austria, we were able to significantly improve our results. The increased profitability, primarily driven by our companies in Central and Eastern Europe, enables us to continue investing in the health ecosystem. Unica, weekly performance, -0.64%. Friday Agrana, the Austrian foods group Agrana will be present at the Food Ingredients Europe event, one of the most important trade fairs for foods and beverages, in Frankfurt, November 28 to 30, 2023, to show off the wide range of products from its fruit preparations, fruit juice concentrates, starch and sugar divisions. Agrana will be addressing current nutritional and beverage trends, with an ever stronger focus on plant-based concepts such as yogurt alternatives and meat substitutes. This will involve demonstrating various concepts for manufacturers of yogurt products and plant-based yogurt alternatives as well as solutions for entirely plant-based traditional dishes. Agrana, weekly performance, -2.80%.
And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Thank you.
trouble.